Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is a show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content, let me advise you or share with you our current guest today, Linda Eisenman, is with us. She just stepped out for a minute. She'll be back in here to join us with some great content to share with us today. And then remind you, if you have any more finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. You call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. You know it, because I am it. While I'm a team comes to developing a financing planner, plan to save money, I personally work with you. And if you don't have any needs today, save the number on your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. We celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. It is National Coffee Ice Cream Day. National Coffee Ice Cream Day. Can I substitute, please? I'm not a big fan of coffee ice cream, so maybe I can just substitute Rocky Road, peanut butter, and chocolate, any of the above. Not a fan of the coffee ice. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 58 points. Oil up 62 cents per barrel. And the 10-year Treasury, it is up just a little tiny bit. It's 2.07. And as you know, I've been sharing with you, we are going to be dropping, interest rates dropping to 1.90. That would be the 10-year treasury, 1.90. Just one person's prediction. I've told you this about 2 weeks ago when the 10-year treasury was up at about 2.34. Now, what's going to be happening? We're going to see that this will be very fascinating, and you're going to be able to watch this as it happens. Oil right now, $49.29 a barrel. That will be dropping. Now, gas prices are going to go up. Oil, the cost of oil, we're going to have a glut of oil on the market. And I have people all the time say to me, Ron, have you lost your mind? I say, yes, probably. But that's a different story. We will be seeing, though, the oil prices going up. Why are oil prices going down, gas going up, which usually they go about the same. But here's the issue. They're still pumping oil. They're still drilling oil, but it's accumulating, and there's no place for it to go. They can't refine it. So as they get more and more of this oil, until they get the refineries back online, what do you think they're going to do with all the oil? It's just going to keep accumulating, and our reserves are going to grow. What's going to end up happening is hopefully the federal government is needed. And as this oil, when the refineries come back online, they'll just work double duty and they'll get the oil back in place. That's the whole idea. That's what we should be seeing happen. We'll find out if I've got this correct. We are looking now what's going on. Category 5 or Category 6 hurricane heading toward Puerto Rico and Florida. Hopefully we'll be able to get that moving out of the way. Hopefully it'll go back out to sea. We don't know that one yet, but we will continue watching that for you as well. Ooh, Congress. I love looking at some of these things. Now, we saw yesterday President Trump basically said, as the President of the United States, his job is to enforce the law, not create the law, something that's a little bit new in our country, especially after the last 8 years. President Obama didn't like the idea that President Trump came out and said this, and he did this through this Dreamers Act, the DACA, and basically saying, you know something, Congress, you guys got to take care of this. It needs to be handled, but as a president, I can't do it on my own. It's supposed to be something Congress writes the laws, president signs and enforces the laws, doesn't create them on their own. Now, I'm going to share with you something, and I'm just looking this up right now because the individual, to me, what I think of him probably, I probably should not say, but it is Luis Gutierrez, and he obviously, you'll probably be able to guess this, but he is the Democrat congressman from Illinois, or one of the Democrat congressmen from Illinois. Yeah, and we know what they do in Illinois. We know that they have their own world in Illinois. But can you believe a United States representative, 4th Congressional District of Illinois, I'm trying to find out. I don't see anywhere on his resume that he's ever served in the United States military. Can't find it on there. I'm missing something because I did look at it here and can't find any place where he served in the United States military. But the individual, I wouldn't even say he's worth calling a human, because he goes in yesterday after the president announces that he's going to give Congress 6 months to do their job that they haven't done all along. But Democrat Congressman Luis Gutierrez comes out and says White House Chief of Staff John Kelly is a disgrace to the uniform he used to wear. Now think about this. This is a four-star Marine general and a Gold Star father. Gold Star father means his son was killed in action. And Luis Gutierrez, lowlife that he is, comes up and says that he's a disgrace to the uniform. Really? I think that Gutierrez, maybe he's a disgrace to Congress for sure, and he might even be a disgrace to humanity. You may disagree with what the president's doing. That's fine. I spent 8 years disagreeing with almost everything President Obama did. Don't attack the individual. And you certainly, when you've got a person that's got risen to the level of a four-star general and lost a son at war, and you call him, he's a disgrace to the uniform. I just don't know where you go with something like that. Unbelievable. And then you've got the mayor of the same location, Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel, declared his city Trump-free zone.
You're absolutely useless.
Amazing. Now, let's think about this, a Trump-free zone. Isn't President Trump still the president of the United States? Possibly might have even won the popular vote if we take out some of the illegal voters. I mean, we found out now in Texas that some people, they had more people voting in one district than there are citizens. Kind of wonder about that. 77% of Americans oppose sanctuary cities. That is an interesting new poll. Senator, think about this one, Heidi Heitkamp on Air Force One today, going with President Trump. Yeah, she's a Democrat, looking at tax reform. Going to go to North Dakota and talk about tax reform. Very, very interesting. See where that one goes. And if you follow this one, I mean, talk about blaming everybody but the mirror, the person that you look at in the mirror, Hillary Clinton. Back out on the trail again, blaming Bernie Sanders, of all people, for the fact that she lost. Unbelievable. And her pastor, now his book is being taken off of the shelves and burned because he plagiarized most of the book. Unbelievable. Where are we heading with all of this? And we didn't even talk about Senator Menendez this morning. We'll talk about that one a little later on. Maybe not. Just amazing the things that are going on. We've got a lot to cover today. We're going to get into our content. Real estate, take a look at this one. I just saw this new numbers coming out. This is for Orange County, California. Year-over-year inventory is down 12% in Orange County, California. Month-over-month inventory down 7% in Orange County, California. Median home price, $769,000. And here's what the numbers that are exciting to me. If you go back 42 years, some of you I know do not go back 42 years. I get it. But go back 42 years, we've got an average appreciation in Orange County, California, 4.99% going back 42 years. We're projected for a 9.77% appreciation in the current year. 23.06 is the cumulative appreciation for the next 5 years in Orange County, California. Think about some of these statistics as we begin our conversation today with Linda Eisenman about real estate, Orange County, Southern California. We're going to talk about all of it. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, boy, do we have a lot to chat about. We're gonna get into the conversation about, do you know your home's value? How would you find out what your home's value is? Your home did not sell over the summer selling season. Now what are you going to do? We'll talk about that. How to protect yourself on Venmo in 5 minutes. What is Venmo? Are you familiar with it? It's a pretty common application. And what do you do after disaster hits your home? What do you do with your mortgage? We're talking about a topic right now. And if you don't think that California could be susceptible to some sort of a natural disaster, we probably haven't lived here long enough. So we're going to talk about all that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate exchange without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the real-time real estate segment being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Homeowners, do you know your home's value? That's today's question. The latest edition of CoreLogic's Home Price Index shows that nationally home prices have appreciated 6.7% over the last year and 0.9% month over month. The release of the report included this headline:
National home prices now 50% above March 2011 bottom. The real estate market has come a long way since 2011, which is great news for homeowners. Nearly 79% of homeowners with a mortgage in the U.S. now have significant equity in their homes. What is significant equity? They define it as over 20%, and that's according to the latest equity report. Challenge is that not every homeowner knows how much their equity's value has appreciated. Nationally, CoreLogic forecasts that home values will increase another 5% by this time next year. Bill Banfield, the VP of Capital Markets at Quicken Loans, recently explained the importance of knowing the conditions in your area. With home values constantly changing and the rates of change varying across the country, this is one more way to show how important it is for homeowners to stay aware of their local housing market. Bottom line, do you know what your house is worth? Have you stayed put because you are nervous? You won't have enough equity to buy your dream home? Let's chat. Go ahead. Go to NEST, N-E-S-T. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Then send me a text message and just put in there, or an email, and just put in there you want your home value. You can actually make a little quirk to the NEST product, and they'll send you a text message every time a home sells in your neighborhood. Don't tell them I told you that, because sometimes it just overwhelms the office with how much data they get on these things. But that is the real-time real estate segment brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Linda Eisenman is with us, Preferred Home Brokers. Been in the real estate world just a day or two.
You're right.
We'll leave it at just a day or two, Linda.
Thank you.
So I love having Linda come in and share, because she's great information, great experience, but knows the way of the world when it comes to real estate. And Linda, I'm going to throw a thought at you, and I don't know if anybody does this, but for the most part, people in the world are out there, and they check their, you know, when you and I were in school, we learned how to balance a checkbook. The kids don't do that anymore.
You're right.
Right? We learned how to balance our credit card statements.
Well, first of all, kids today don't even have checkbooks.
You're right. That part's true for sure. Right? The checkbook, the credit card statement, we learned. I had something called home economics, which basically you carried around a pouch with you, and you had to pay your utility bill and your phone bill and mortgage and all those kind of things. Now we have a 401k statement that some of us get every 3 months. We have retirement accounts. We have asset accounts. But our biggest asset, you and I were talking off air just a minute ago, our biggest asset for most people is our house. And we just skip, you know, we kind of just take for granted that it's there and what it's worth.
True.
Right? Wouldn't it make sense for the consumer to reach out to whoever the real estate professional is in their neighborhood, you know, once a year or something, just to have a home evaluation?
Well, that absolutely does. And there are times that insurance companies, for example, Ron, have I've been told by my insurance agent at one time, well, we're going to do an annual checkup for you. We're going to let you know how much different things are valued at and whether or not you're actually insured for enough. And I will tell you, I've never, ever heard from that insurance agent one time. And, you know, you have to ask yourself whether or not you're insured on some things. You know, do you have escalating clauses? Who knows? But, yes, it's a good idea to know where you stand financially.
You know something, and you bring up a great point right there, Linda, is because with that scenario, I mean, from our lending team, we send out offers all the time to people. Do you want a mortgage checkup? I've told everyone that listens to us, do you want a free mortgage checkup? And we look at the values, because we've asked the real estate professionals. You know, I can look at what a value is on some of the tools that we have. But that's not the same. That's not as accurate as the real estate professional that's in the neighborhood.
Absolutely. Some of those are about as accurate as Zillow. which we know with Zillow, you have a 50-50 shot. And,
right.
And a lot of things, 50-50 in my book, is just not good enough.
Especially when you're talking about your largest asset.
Absolutely.
Right? So the concept there with what you were just saying, to me, I think that whoever, that real estate agent or that insurance agent should be replaced. Right? I mean, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but the idea is you're 100% correct. You don't know. And we're watching now, if you watch any kind of news, you're seeing what's going on, and God forbid it ever happens to you, what's happening in Houston. I've got a cousin that lives there, so I'm getting regular reports on it. But
our fellow citizens in Houston are suffering tremendously. Puerto Rico's in the crosshairs. Florida's in the crosshairs. Now, if you hadn't checked your insurance for the last 5, 10, 20 years, maybe you don't have enough.
Who knows?
Right? You've got to look at these things. And those industry professionals, mortgage professionals, real estate professionals, insurance, everyone that's on your household board of directors, they're not doing their job. They're just collecting a commission if they're not out there reaching out to people, you know, and talking to them on a regular basis, right?
You're absolutely right. You know, one of the other things when it comes to your home is maybe you've just done some significant improvements. And we know that some people are staying in their homes longer than ever, and they're putting far more money into their homes today with improvements than their original purchase price back maybe 10 or 15, even 25 years ago. So you have
sure.
to ask yourself whether or not they're going to be covered for those items also.
Absolutely. You know, if we just look at it, the report that just came out, prices have appreciated by 50% since 2011, right? So, I mean, that's 6 years ago. That's a real short window.
Very short window. For that kind of appreciation, yes, you're right.
And we're looking also, you know, historically, you go back into the mid-80s, we keep our houses for 6 years. And the only reason I go back to the mid-80s is because that's when they started counting the report. but now we're at 9 years.
Longer, yes.
So 50%
yes.
longer.
Yes.
So, you know, the appreciation is higher. We've talked about that. I just shared this, Linda, yesterday. I didn't show you the report. But in a nine-year window on, I think I was looking at a $500,000 purchase, you're looking at $576,000 of net worth gain. You gotta understand it, number one, know it's there, number two, and protect it.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, those are some key issues. And when we look at what's going on, we're gonna talk in the next segment about what do you do if there's a disaster? Where are you going if there's a disaster? Is your family protected? Those are some significant items to understand. And real estate is a great place. Now, right now, you know, we're just finishing the Labor Day weekend. Kids are back in school. Most of them, used to be that this was the week kids went back to school. Now they started sometime mid-August through this week.
It's hard to help.
The schedules are crazy.
It is. You're right.
But it also used to be this was like the end of the home selling season. Is that still the case, or has the world changed there too?
It's changed.
Okay. So if I have a house and I want to sell it, I can still put it on the market?
Absolutely. It gets back to supply and demand. And you mentioned the fact that we have an undersupply in the Southern California area, Orange County in particular, but Southern California in general, we have an undersupply. So because of that, there's still a strong market. And with good interest rates, and my gosh, you know where interest rates are, why wouldn't it be good throughout, really, to the end of the year, even into the beginning of the new year?
You would think so. And especially with what's going on in Houston and maybe what will happen in Florida, who knows, hopefully we'll get lucky and it'll miss. It would be a shame to see the Federal Reserve go in there and start increasing interest rates when we know that there's going to be a lot of businesses every contractor in the country is going to need to buy supplies more than they can project.
Absolutely.
Right? So, and that's exactly where the Federal Reserve affects. They don't affect as much the mortgage securities, but they're going to be a direct impact on prime rate, which is what businesses borrow at. There'll be a lot of construction going on coming up, and if people can still buy and sell, might be a great time to get involved in that.
Absolutely.
Do you think it'll be a good time for people to go in historically? I mean, I know that it's not your market. Houston isn't your market. But historically, when there's been some of these natural disasters, has that presented any kind of a buying or selling opportunity either in that area or other areas? Have you ever noticed anything like that?
You know, I haven't, but I think if there is, it's going to be somewhere down the line. We're not looking at anything anytime soon. I mean, this is going to take years in which to resolve for the people that's been so affected in Texas in general. And now who knows what's going to happen in Florida? That's a whole nother issue.
Right. And I suggested yesterday, I mean, if we've got still some pretty high numbers in labor participation rate, and if people want to get a great apprenticeship, they're going to have a lot of apprentice jobs in Houston. I'm wondering if that'll create more supply of real estate in Southern California. That's just my throwing thoughts out from my crazy mind out loud.
Okay, tell me how that would create more of a supply here because of what's going on in Houston.
Just the thought that there might be people decide that they want to go that way because of job opportunity. They're going to have You know, right now, just in the federal government side alone, $200 billion worth of infrastructure spending in Texas, in South Texas. Then they're going to have whatever the insurance companies have to kick in their side. So FEMA is $200 billion. The insurance companies are going to have another bunch. They're going to have a lot of opportunity for people. Will they leave Southern California to go to that market for work?
Oh, I think people will. But how it impacts our real estate market, you know, we still have such a strong demand here. I don't think that's going to change it dramatically myself. Job opportunities, you bet. This is the time, just like you said, to get that apprenticeship in.
Great information. We're going to continue our conversation with Linda Eisenman when we come back. We got a few things on our docket. Summer's over. Is it too late to buy and sell? We'll talk more about that. What do you do if your house did not sell during this market time? We're going to chat about that as well. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1, on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990.
1990. Good morning, Robin. Good morning, Miko. Glad to see you checking on the audio and video this morning right there on the Facebook channel. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage when you are ready for that next purchase. It's the Fast Pass from Gold Star. They're the only one that I know of that does the Fast Pass loan approval. Notice I said loan approval. It is not a pre-approval. It is totally underwritten. All you need to do is get an appraisal and clear title, and you can close the loan. That's pretty simple for you. Think about that concept. It's all done with Gold Star Mortgage. What to do after a disaster hits your home and your mortgage. So we're watching this now. What are all these folks doing out there in Texas? Some of it is planning. And obviously, they have a little bit of time to plan, but they know if they live along the Gulf that, you know, there are hurricanes are a possibility, just like you and I know here in California that earthquakes are a possibility. If you wait until after the earthquake to start planning, you may be in trouble. So get in touch with the following entities after disaster. FEMA is number one on the list. Your homeowner's insurance company plus your flood or earthquake insurance company. Make sure you have those policies available offline. Make sure that they're out of your house. You don't want them. You want to be able to access them from the cloud. I know it sounds odd. Dropbox gives you free storage, I think up to 2 gigabytes. Box.com gives you free storage. You probably have some storage with iCloud. But make sure those things are available offline somewhere, someplace. If you can't pay your mortgage, get a hold of the mortgage company. They might give you a forbearance on your mortgage. A lot of them, I noticed that they're doing 6 months right now. You might have insurance to cover that. What aid is available? There's direct federal aid. There is SBA extends loans for some businesses. I think that's $200,000 to cover renovation and construction costs on some of those. FEMA offers grants. Remember the term grant. That means you don't pay it back. That's a fun terminology. Do you keep paying the mortgage? Well, talk to your mortgage company. If you can afford it, depends on where you're at. Are you going to rebuild? You have to understand those issues. What happens if you stop paying your mortgage without telling your servicer? Well, the whole idea here is you're going to get fees. You're going to get penalties. A lot of the servicers, remember, the servicers in most instances are not the investor. They're a go-between. In a lot of instances, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Jennie Mae owns a lot of the loans that we have, and there may be some opportunity there to deal with them directly, and there may be some forbearance time until you get that built. I've got a whole – or get your home rebuilt. I've got a whole report on this. If you want it, send me a note, ron@ronsiegelradio.com. That is the Mortgage Minute. Again, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage, home of the Fast Pass Loan Approval. Continuing our conversation this morning, Linda Eisenman is with us, Preferred Home Brokers. So, Linda, we were chatting a little bit before the break. We've covered a lot of ground this morning. We're talking about valuations of property and what were some appreciation numbers, inventory numbers. We talked a little bit about what's going on in the southern part of the country. If you missed that, go back and check it out on our on the replays that are available, ronsiegelradio.com. The audio gets posted there. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. We'll have that on there as well. But let's move a little. We're going to get closer to Southern California right now. And being that we are early part of September, traditionally we know that this the home selling season, homes sell year-round. I mean, we talked about that yesterday, 14,904 homes. Sold yesterday, today, tomorrow, same thing, 14,904. If we just go by averages, that's how many sell every day in our country. So I look at some homes and you see that they've been on the market, you know, 110 days, 80 days. Does that give you any indication that if you're going out with a buyer and you see a home's been on the market for that amount of time, does it give you any indication as the buyer's agent as to what you might be doing there or to even go to those homes?
Yes, certainly. Okay. It's usually an issue of pricing. You know, in Southern California, if your home has been on the market for 110 days, it's been on the market for over 70. Anyway, bottom line is it's usually pricing at that point.
Is it pricing okay?
Usually, yes.
So,
I mean, assuming all factors are equal as far as location, and even when it comes to location, it's still a function of price.
So the last number I heard was we're in Southern California right around 27 days average on market. Mm-hmm. So if it's over 100 days, triple the amount of time, I would think that there would be two thoughts in there just as a consumer. And again, I have a license for to sell real estate. Never done it. I have the license and I'm not qualified.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
But I mean, because it's the truth. I mean, just because you have a license doesn't mean you can do it or you're not, I'm qualified to have somebody spend $500,000.
You bet.
Right? I mean, you want to borrow $500,000? I'm qualified. But to go write the contract, I'm clueless. So as a consumer, I would look at that and say, either there's something wrong with the property or I'm just wasting my time because the owner is not reasonable.
Well, maybe at that point, the owner may become more reasonable. So because I wouldn't rule it out just because it's been on the market a long time. However, the price that you offer is going to be a function of how long it's been on the market. Because when you and I look at properties that sell, and they sell very, very quickly, they sell within the first week, maybe 4 or 5 days of being on the market, those are going to sell at a higher price, a higher comparison to the asking price. Could be at asking price, could be over asking price if there are multiple offers on the property. However, if a property's been on the market over 100 days, it's rare that we're going to see multiple offers on a property at that point.
So as a seller then, I'm going to have to deal with the price concessions of some sort if I want to sell it, because it's obviously overpriced.
Usually.
Then I'm going to also be looking at probably having to deal with a great agent. You're going to probably, as the buyer's agent, you're going to probably come in and everything you can possibly ask for on a request for repairs, because you realize that there's a problem there of some sort.
You know, I tend to look at requests for repairs a little differently than a lot of agents. And one thing that consumers need to remember in the state of California, the property is sold in the present physical condition. Present physical condition means what you see is what you get at that time. However, our contract has a provision, and it's not automatic, but it's a provision to ask for requested repairs. And we call them requested repairs. They're not normally mandated repairs. They are requested repairs.
It's a requested repair and on the market for an extended period of time, and the seller does not want to give that. Is that in itself a reason for me to cancel the contract?
Well, you have the right to. Absolutely. It's one of the contingencies that's built into the California Association of Realtors purchase agreement. It is riddled with contingencies. And by the way, those contingencies are for the benefit of the buyer during the preliminary stages of the contract. Another contingency is approval of the preliminary title report, for example. It could be an approval of, and it is an approval of the natural hazard zone disclosure report, whether or not you're in a flood zone, you're in an earthquake zone, you're in a wildlife zone. And we have those all over Southern California.
And that's an interesting one, Linda, because, again, I share openly that I've got a real estate license, not qualified to transact real estate business. I wouldn't even know how to read that report. As a buyer's agent, do you go through that with the buyer?
I look to see what zones the property is located in. And I will tell you, in the majority of the time, it's rare that I see it's impacted by a specific zone. If it is impacted by a specific zone, then yes, we look into it further at that point. We want to know exactly what that means. You know, right now from your location, from your studio here, we're near the Yorba Linda Hills, Anaheim Hills. There's wildlife zones, for example.
Oh, okay.
So what does that mean if you're in a wildlife zone? You'd at least like to know about it, correct?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. So it's an idea of full disclosure right there. And again, that's why I get comments from people that I'm a honk for the real estate profession, that I just promote them. Well, yeah, you're right, I am, because I look at if that's a protection for you. The idea is that you don't go out and just hire. I love that commercial where I'm not going to hire my cousin Harvey or whatever that thing is, right? Because that's not a good reason to be selecting a real estate professional. I've got a license. I think I'm wise enough to realize that I'm not qualified for it. And I hope that you will realize as well that you want a qualified agent, someone that's going to know about a wildlife zone. How do you deal with it? Is it there? Are you in a flood zone, an earthquake zone? What else do you need to know from that report? Do you even know what a CLUE report is, or are you clueless? There's a big question for you as well. We're going to talk more about these issues when we come back with Linda Eisenman. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Is the reverse mortgage on its way out? Well, there's a big question mark about it. We'll talk about that one when we come back. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report and it is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. Is the home equity conversion mortgage, that's most of us know that as a reverse mortgage, is it going away? Well, I don't know that it's going away, but the federal government, Housing and Urban Development, wants to make it tougher to get it. Ironically enough, the changes that are coming down the road pretty soon are to hinder the people that have the most need. Are going to be the ones that are going to get hindered the most. Those that are using it for a benefit for financial planning, well, they may not like it, but they can still get it. So here's a couple of changes. September 19th, they're looking at dealing with the mortgage insurance. Actually, it's October 2nd. The mortgage insurance premium is going to be cut to 0.5% on the outstanding balance. It was at 1.25%. Everybody's going to get to pay more on the upfront mortgage insurance premium. Everybody's going to get to pay 2%. Those folks that had very low balances and were using this just as a hedge for the benefit of maybe medical issues, something like that, yeah, they're the ones that are going to have to pay the price because they're going from a 0.5% upfront mortgage insurance to, are you ready for this? 2%. Now, it used to be 2.25% if you were taking out an initial draw of 60% or more. But these are just some of the different numbers that are going in here. So it's going to get tougher to get it. They've made some changes that have been great. I like the idea of the LESA, that basically for those people that don't have the best of credit, was doing a set aside for property taxes and insurance. That was a good change that they did about a year or so ago. These changes are going to make it more difficult for some of those folks. They're reducing the amount that you can get, the draw amount that you can get, maximum amounts. It's going to be very, very interesting. So we're going to watch this closely for you. The bottom line here is if you're thinking about a reverse mortgage, and I'm a big proponent of the current program, I don't know if I'm such a big proponent going forward. Do it right away. That's the idea of it. There's a lot of changes. That's the Word on Wealth segment brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Continuing our conversation this morning, Linda Eisenman, Preferred Home Brokers, is with us. So before the break, we were chatting a little bit about the real estate contract. And a lot of folks look at the contract and they're aware that you have a contingency for your appraisal and you've got a contingency for loan approval. But Linda, you're sharing that there's a lot more contingencies than that in there.
There's a lot of contingencies built into that contract. Those are consumer protections. Those are buyer protection contingencies that are built into the contract. And by the way, the California, again, Association of Realtors contract, our CAR contract, is what we call an active contract. And what I mean by that is all of the contingencies that are built in, the buyer signs off of those contingencies within a period of time. They don't automatically run out. They don't automatically sunset. So there is normally in a period of time stated on the contract, whether it's the first 17 days or the first 21 days, that's the investigation period time for the buyer. That's when the buyer does his, hers, or their due diligence.
That's an interesting comment because in so many instances, if you're in the investment world, right? We hear about Amazon buying Whole Foods, right? And there was a time period from the time it was announced until the time the transaction closed. And they're doing the same thing, right? They're going through this due diligence period. And, you know, they have to figure out, do they really want the asset that they're buying? And it is an issue because I refer to it as an asset until you close escrow and record it. Because then it's really yours.
Yes, you're right.
Now it's your
you're
home.
Right. You're right.
It could be your investment, but it's your home then. Right?
And your liability in some cases. So that's why it's so crucial to know those things ahead of time.
But do you find people really, do they pay attention to it, Linda? Or are they? Is it a formality that's, another form for me to sign?
You know, I will tell you that I really feel it is it's an overwhelming experience. Let me put it that way, because there are so darn many things to sign nowadays when you purchase a home. However, you know, the physical inspection is crucial. The zone disclosure inspection is also very, very important because you need to know how that may or may not impact your property.
Well, and you've got two there that are pretty interesting to me because I'm a big proponent that you've got to find, if you're going to, for the physical inspection, you really need to be working with your real estate professional and getting a referral for that one. Because I know for a fact that there's no licensing for an inspector. Somebody that's doesn't even know what end of a screwdriver like me, I could be a property inspector. I could buy the software and I can go out and do that.
Well, in California, we are fortunate to where we have what's called CREIA, C-R-E-I-A, I think are the initials, and it's a California Inspection Real Estate Association. And if you go onto that website, and you might want to post it after this, just to make sure I have it correctly. And we really like to send our home buyers a link to that website because it gives them an overall view of what the inspector may be looking at, normally would be looking at. And one of the other things that we try and do is actually give home buyers sample reports. They're sanitized reports. They don't have any addresses or anything like that, but they are sample reports of 3 or 4 local inspectors. And, you know, buyers can use anybody they want, of course. However, usually there's valuable information, I believe, on that website for consumers in general.
And I think what you're saying there, again, comes back to the idea, especially with you, Linda, is that the experience level, right? When you're giving some, you're the first person I've heard that says give the buyer some sample reports.
Really?
That way, and again, I don't, you know, maybe we've just never brought it up, but the idea of doing that is just so intelligent because that report can be so overwhelming.
Oh, they can. And what's interesting is some inspectors are very detailed in their description. Other ones use a lot more photos. So sometimes it's just a matter of what works for the consumers we're working with at the time.
And the zone disclosure report, what is that all? I mean, that's another one that no one ever heard of, really.
Well, California is divided up into a lot of different zones, state zones, local zones, and county zones. And it's important to know whether or not you're buying, especially today, in a flood zone. And we have a flood zone, Ron, not further than 10 minutes from your office here.
Oh.
And it's identified on a report, by the way. We have one in escrow right now in that same area, and it does show up in a flood zone. You could also be buying in a condo complex. We have another condo complex that's probably 20 minutes from your location. A portion of that condo complex is designated flood zone. The other portion is not. And isn't that interesting? The same homeowner association.
You got to be careful what side of the street you buy on.
Oh, you're right. You're absolutely, and it impacts the appraisal also from your perspective.
Interesting. So these are all a lot of issues, and it's great having Linda come in because, you know, somebody that's been doing this understands the market. And again, and people talk to me about being a proponent of the real estate professional, somebody that really is out there doing it, mentoring people. If you want a great real estate professional, Linda Eisenman, Preferred Home Brokers, both here in North Orange County, Coachella Valley too.
Yes.
Got you in both areas.
Yes.
Try and keep you out of trouble.
We love the valley.
Have fun out there as well. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun.
Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.